Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Wouldn't it be nice by the beach?
I was first yesterday.
464-568-51 is bad. Yes. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Not a walk up, in my opinion. If I was playing in a bar, I would walk in, but not be overly enthused. It's a very well done song. Like, the Beach Boys were crazy technical. You know, they're very technically.
Brian Wilson was really
genius.
Good. Genius.
Yeah, like a musical genius. That's what Heyman's going to say, Rick. Probably texting us right now about that. They were musically, like, they're very technically sound. I went to their concert. Better times. I was thinking about this. I went to their concert in Rosenblatt when I was like 14. I don't know. It's like my mom dropped me off. Yeah, and I was with my girlfriend, like, when I was 14. And it was super fun. Right. Like, the Beach Boys concert at Rosenblatt. You can say yawn or whatever.
No. I'm not.
Really?
I'd love to have been there.
Oh, it was good. Like, it's a great memory. Kelly Cross, shout out.
Have you talked to her lately?
No.
Can we find her on Facebook? What was her name again? Kelly Cross?
Yeah.
Let's reach out.
If anybody knows where
her.
Kelly Cross
at
is at.
At the time, her name was Kelly Cross. It's probably something different now.
Steve would like to know.
Probably still Kelly, not Cross.
Probably didn't change her first name. You're right.
Great concert. Great. Song, I just, again, it's a yawner to me at this point.
I didn't see you yawn at all during it.
Yeah.
I saw Bill head bob for a second.
It's not bad,
like hors d'oeuvres.
Say it again.
I like hors d'oeuvres.
Jay. I could give that a 6.999999.
A lot of nines for the sixes.
Parallel. Yeah. Just, you like it. Beach Boys, I like the Beach Boys. It's nothing like their car series, though. Little Deuce Coupe, my 409. I mean, the car series is incredible.
Never thought of it that way.
The car series, that's where I really get excited about the Beach Boys. This song is kind of there, but don't hate it. Mm-mm. Don't hate it at all. It's a 6.884.
Oh, parallel.
Very similar scores.
Yeah, solid, good, like it. So we're in good shape with that. Anything from the text line?
What about Rudy?
Rudy, what's your score?
He's writing it down.
Rudy is our relatively
new producer.
Be honest,
Rudy. Be honest. 7.3.
7.3. Okay, Rudy. Next time, Rudy, we want.
Catering?
Rudy, do the real score, okay? Next time.
Yeah, don't lie to me. You don't like it, Rudy. You can tell us.
You're just trying to be nice to Jake on that. We know that.
Okay.
You don't have to be nice to Jake.
There's no chance that Rudy, you know, is going to Wesley in 2025. And he thought the Beach Boys was a 7.3. So
maybe he's an old soul.
We caught you in a moment there.
He could
Rudy,
be an old
okay.
soul. We'll go to YouTube first, then we'll go to the text line. It's all over the place, as you expect. 5.2 from Troy. Yeah. Chris, a 1. Bolt, 6.5, similar to your guys' score. Yeah. Jacob, 5.3. Casey, 5.7. BWD, 8.7. James, a 6. Mark, a 9.2. Heyman, 10.
10
for the Beach Boys. I'm surprised by that.
I'm not.
I knew Heyman would appreciate him.
Brad, a 6. Albert, 5. Text line. Lyle in Omaha, 7.
Lyle.
Guilt Nerd, 7.7. Bill and Bennett, 3.1. Sanderson says the Beach Boys were always just okay to me, 6. Okay. Mike and Dalton, 8.3. Shamia, 7.7. Hua Clemens, 4.
Pretty solid number. Right up there with, yeah. If you're Bird, that age, Bird's at, I tell you, you appreciate the Beach Boys.
How old do you think Bird is? I wouldn't even know.
He's very youthful looking. I'm going to say Bird is going to be 41.
Okay, I was going to say 40.
I was going to say 42, so we're all in the same boat.
40, 41, 42.
Bird, let us know your age.
Bird, how old are you?
Yes,
Bird.
Let us know. From Columbus.
Jennifer, 9.2. Hubby, 8. Better Times. Thanks, Jake.
Wow. Is that the highest score combo?
No, they've been, it's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
It's pretty high.
That's top three.
It's been a while since we've seen a score like
that. How
about
that? All of a sudden on a Tuesday, the household wakes up and they're at a composite score, the second highest ever, maybe.
I'm concerned about this next person. Someone says, 1, not a good start for a Monday morning. Well, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. You know what day it is?
Yes.
Sir or ma'am, don't know.
If you need help, let us know.
Scooter, any new breakers? Anything from Tails?
Tails did reply.
Shark Tails.
I don't see no score. Farley, 2.5. Terrell Farley on Facebook.
Farley listens to our show, which makes me really happy.
It does.
Farley.
We listen to his show. I listen to his show.
Farley's really good on the radio.
He's really good.
By the way, Bird is 44 years old.
44.
So he doesn't look the age. We've all are below his age.
What if that means Corey's like in that range?
I would assume. I doubt
that Corey's 68 or 22. I don't think.
Probably similar.
Pretty similar. Probably. Yeah.
Are they? They're friends, right?
They're very good friends.
Yeah.
Scott in Delaware says, wouldn't it be nice to hear a good song?
Oh, take a shot.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha. Jake. Ha, ha.
Dave Dipple, 6.6.
Dip.
Eric and Hickman, 7.
From the railroad.
So Dip is with us.
Dip is with us.
On the railroad, driving right now.
Dip occasionally comes in with milk for Bill.
Yes, it's very nice when he comes in.
With donuts. Dave Dipple.
Yes, he brings in burritos from McDonald's a lot, too.
Yes, he does.
Since Mark Schultz retired from the railroad, Dipple now has taken over. He's now...
That's a big job. Yes. A big duty there.
There was just one day, it just freaked me out. He got off the train and came to the ticket.
He got off the engine train and came over.
Parked his train. Yeah, he just parked and came over.
Dipple says he's on the way right now with burritos.
Oh, God.
Just chime in. He's bringing burritos right now.
Wow, Dip.
Sip's already had
a Rudy. Rudy, burritos on the way.
Yes.
That's good. Song of the day is Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, 1966.
There's Farley. How's this work?
Yeah.
He's just texting us.
Well, there's using an app or a radio.
Farley's
a
talented man.
That's what you hear. There's different ways to listen to it.
Usually
Jake goes over the different ways to listen.
This is incredible. Yeah. Hey, this is kind of fun.
A lot of people here today.
We're going to be doing this all week, right?
We are, all the way through Friday.
Not Monday, though.
Nope, not Monday. It's time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trainos, the grain marketing and crop insurance
the DOS
experts. Check out their website at gotrainos.com, GOTREDAS.com. Tuesdays are for bugaboos, things that bother Bill.
Things that bother me.
I'm listening. I'm doing multitasking. I am listening.
What is bothering you today, Bill?
Steve, you're not going to lock in, I'm going to do it.
I'm doing it right.
I'm not doing it.
Sorry, I'm in. I was texting Alex. Go ahead.
We're just going to get some anger so everyone knows.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Well, okay.
It's such a great slow the freight, back off the gate. Such a great slow the freight, back off the gate. Okay. Really? Tailgating me down Highway 2? Oh, boy.
Back off.
I'm telling you right now, the tailgating thing is just...
Did this happen?
Oh, yeah, it happened, and I see it a lot. Zero response time. The guy's right behind me, and he's not really even paying attention because on the other side, he can get over and go around me. Instead, we're driving 50 miles an hour, and he's literally 6 feet behind me.
When was this?
Middle of the afternoon.
I know, but what day?
What's that? Yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Zero response time. I would love to see the discrepancy. If anyone could please chime in from the Lincoln Police Department. I'd like to know the discrepancy between tailgating tickets and speeding tickets. Because when's the last time you heard of somebody getting a tailgating ticket? And that's where the accidents are. That's where the whole thing just blows up. When I was teaching Gigi how to drive, that was our focus. Time and distance gives you a chance. All of a sudden, you think whipping down 84th Street at 46 mile an hour in a 40 with no one around you, that's dangerous? No, not really. How about going right behind someone? I'm telling you right now, I can tell the guy behind me was not an on-call trauma surgeon. It was on his way to the hospital. That wasn't going on at this point in time. It freaks me out that people do that.
It's really disappointing.
Yeah, it's the worst. And also with it, so I don't go with the quick brake jam. I don't do that one. I just slow down.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that one. I love the slight. I like the slight slowdown. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm going to slow down. This guy wants to ride right behind me. That's fine. I go with the slowdown. That's my method of doing that.
What'd you tell Gigi, by the way? Time and distance gives you a chance.
Yes, time and distance.
Those are good words.
It's more important. If you're 4 miles over the speed limit, compared to with no one around you, compared to all of a sudden you're driving within 4 feet of somebody in front of you, bumper to bumper. Sometimes the traffic gets somewhat tight, but it's also when it's moving very slow. We were whipping. We were going. One mistake, and there was going to be a 10-car pileup.
I'm sorry. Where was this? Highway 6?
Highway 2, you said, right?
Highway 2. I'll tell you exactly where it was. Right by the penitentiary. I was heading down to meet with Jay Kaser to go over the story with Tom Osborne and the tire change. So I went down to Kaser Painting to sit down with him to go over exactly what happened.
You're being a journalist.
He's being a journalist.
Citizen journalist.
Who, what, when, where, why.
You're a citizen journalist.
So I was heading down to get my who, what, when, where, why, when all of a sudden this dude is right on me. And so I'm like, he'll get over it. Nope, he didn't.
Why didn't he get over?
And then I'm watching as we continue on down, he just moves over lanes, and he gets right behind the next car too. And it wasn't like there was this space where there's nowhere to go. And it's just going that fast. I'm telling you, the tailgating.
Did you handle it okay?
It's that freak. Yeah, I didn't make any hand gestures. I didn't do anything. Nope, I just stayed in my lane. But I'm just like, this is the worst. And then I'm thinking, like, tell me the last person you know. You know anybody's ever got a speeding ticket?
Yeah,
of course. You know anybody's ever got a tailgating ticket?
No.
Yes and no.
It doesn't happen. There's never a tailgating ticket. And it's freaky dangerous out there.
This topic resonates with a lot of people, myself.
I can't imagine on a motorcycle if you ever get tailgated. You ever get tailgated? I would lose it.
Yes.
I would lose it.
Now, here's what happens. I was going to tell you. You guys don't get on my side of town very often, but Adams.
I'm there all the time. I'm there all the time.
Adams.
I live basically on O Street, so I drive 30 seconds, I'm on your side of town.
Dude,
so,
yeah, stop. Adams. Adams is tailgate city. And it drives me nuts. I tell Greg all the time, because he's a North Sider over there, same neighborhood. Adams, people are on you all the time. Drives me crazy. So I feel you. I feel you.
It's the text line, Jake.
We have response. Big B says, Lincoln has gotten terrible. Slow down, please, drivers.
Thank you. Yeah. I agree with that. I think it's bad.
We were whipping when we were when this was going on. I'm not talking tailgating when you're going 8 miles an hour and the traffic is merged and you're barely moving. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I know what
you're talking
about
when you're whipping.
I know.
And someone is right behind you.
I know. No,
that's going to cause.
I feel you.
Major accident. And all I can think about in this situation is, what if this was Gigi driving right now with this person tailgating right? When you look in your rearview mirror and you can tell exactly, it's like, okay, he looks like he's eating a Subway sandwich because he's that close to you. Freak me out. Anything else, Jake?
We do. Officer McLeod, a cop from Columbus, says 95% of the accidents I work are with people following too close or someone on their phone. Back off, people.
And you know what they like to admit?
Officer McLeod.
Yep.
Thank you. And officer, we're not judging here, but let us know. How often are tailgating tickets written? Because I've never heard of one written. I've never had a friend get one.
Nope.
I've never heard of somebody else.
I've never gotten one.
Never had ever been warned for tailgating. Speeding? Absolutely.
It's probably hard to prove.
Also, wasn't it the best thing? Everyone needs to get, if they can, get the mud flaps. Remember Yosemite Sam? Back off. And he had the cross. Remember those?
Yosemite
those
Sam. Wow.
I think it was Yosemite Sam. Back
100%.
Off.
Yeah, I know
mud
exactly.
Mud flaps.
Yeah.
Everyone had them.
Hey, hold on, Bill. Now, hold on this tailgating ticket. It be hard to prove. That's the problem.
Probably is.
Think about it.
Yeah, probably.
How would you do it? Unless the cop sees it. And then he's got to prove it. Like, if you wanted to fight it.
Yeah. You were tailgating. No, I wasn't. Yeah. Okay, prove it. Yeah, right. It'd be hard. I agree.
The Mud Dog says, there's been a good amount of wrecks on Highway 2 right by the state pen, so your story checks out, Bill.
Oh, it checks out.
Checks the box.
It checks the box. On our way, I'm just going down to see Jay Kaser to get the story on how he changed Tom Osborne's tire.
I'm impressed that you handled it.
I didn't freak out. I didn't. I tell you what, I gave him a little bit of the side look when he went by me, though. I did kind of give him a side look just to see if there was a...
No verbal,
but,
no
but
words,
as I'm
though?
Watching him, he's tailgating the other side like that. It's just...
I got tailgated. This was a couple months ago. I don't tell you guys everything. Big truck tailgated me. Now, I don't know. I might be losing my mind. He was tailgating me. Then he passed me. And then, now, I couldn't tell if he was flipping me off out the window or he had something on his truck that looked like a hand flipping you off. Because he just left it there for a long time.
I hope
time.
It was that.
I think it was something on his truck that you attached
a
to
permanent
it that looks
bird?
Like a hand.
I'm thinking he flipped you off. I don't know anybody who has a permanent fake hand.
I want to see that.
On their
I think
window.
It was a permanent. I thought it was a permanent hand.
Really?
I couldn't figure out. It was at night. It was kind of rainy. Yeah. And I was like, I can't tell if he's... He would have had to do it for like over a mile, hand out the
wind.
Yeah,
really.
That's possible.
Then I thought, no, he attached something.
Joel in Wisconsin says FTC following too close citations are hard to prove without contact.
Right, without contact.
Yeah. If they hit you.
Yeah,
right.
So
and it becomes something else.
Bill, what was the headline again, please?
Got it right here. It's such a great slow the freight. Back off the gate.
Tailgate.
Really tailgating.
Hey, it resonates with a lot of people, including this one.
There's no way Farley likes tailgaters. There's no chance.
No.
Rudy, no chance.
That is Bill's Thrill.
LA, we don't know about. She's not here anymore.
Our friends at Trade Us. Hour 2 is next. An early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.